Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. These meditations are designed, as you know, to genuinely give you a sense of peace and power and direction from God Himself. It's not like there's anything special about these other than it's another voice that encourages you to experience prayer in a two-way conversation with God. So today, let's start by going to Paul's writing to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 22, where the scripture says, God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. If there's a place in your life today where you may not feel complete, maybe there's a part of your life that you may not feel that you have under control, I want to invite you in this time to join me in this prayer. God, today, would you step into whatever's happening in my life and complete that with your presence? Would you step into my life and where I feel like I may not be perfect or wonderful, or where I feel like I may be short in something, God, would you step into my life and would you saturate me with your goodness, your love, and your completeness? So friend, I want to invite you as we prepare to meditate, to do something a little different in this week's meditations, and that is, I want to give you a phrase that every time your mind starts to wander, when it starts to wander away, you might have the ability to use this one phrase, to speak this out loud, to kind of recenter your focus on Christ alone. And during today's time of meditation, I invite you, when your mind starts to wander, to occasionally just say out loud, all things are complete in you. All things are complete in you. You know, I've heard that there are many folks like me that once your eyes are closed and your head is bowed, or you're in moments of quietude or solitude, because they're so rare, that we literally just, our mind goes in 40 different directions. And I have found that having something like this phrase in my life keeps me coming back to the center of God's desire for my life. In you, all things are complete. In you, all things are complete. So I want to invite you to find a place of solitude and quietude now. Let's draw our breath deeply and hold it for a moment, and then expel that air as if it were every anxiety or fret or worry in your life. And then let's just come to a place of quietude and solitude and let the Lord speak into our life. When your mind starts to wander, all things are complete in you. All things are complete in you. So let's draw our breath. You ready? Hold it and force that air out, getting rid of the anxiety and fret of the world. And now I invite you, in quietude and solitude, to trust the Lord, to let him speak into your life. And when your mind starts to wander, all things are complete in you. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, it is true that all things everywhere are complete with Christ who fills them, but He loves us so much He lets us make that choice. Today, my friend, walk in the peace, the power, and the direction of Christ, who is all things in every way, His presence, His power, and His goodness. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.